But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero? And they tried to kill the next president of the United States. Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
Boom! American hero, boys. That's not me crying, right? The member berries are swollen over here. Holy balls. Hulk Hogan brought the roof down over here at the RNC. Came out in full character, ripped the shirt, told everybody that enough is enough. He ain't gonna sit back and stand idly by while they shoot our leader. And holy balls, I can hear the crowd pop. From Wisconsin all the way here in California. Well, what kind of reverberation will this set over you? This is so wild. It's Hulk Hogan at the RNC. Well, what's going to happen on the other side over there? Politics? Well, now Joe Biden's going to step down. That's right. The sheer power of Hulk Hogan. Even in 2024. It's not like it's 1985. No, in 2024. The Hulkamaniacs run wild, boys. At such a level that the DNC was like, oh, we can't compete with this. Right? Even with fortification, the DNC was sitting there going, can we burn down some more cities? Can we do that? Maybe we'll get some more of them Dominion machines. Maybe we'll count more ballots in the middle of the fucking night. I don't know if that's even going to do it. Look at this. Look at it. Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan just ripped his shirt. Hulk Hogan just ripped his shirt off at the RNC. You can't stop us. People are like, oh, it feels like 2015 again. 2015 didn't feel like this. Holy balls. This feels like 2015 on cocaine. Hunter Biden levels of cocaine. And vitamins while I say my prayers. But here's what's happening over here on the Democrats. We got Hulk Hogan ripping his shirt off at an RNC convention. And the Democrats have this dude who's losing the battle to the stairs once again. Look at this fucking idiot. Look at him. Oh, shit. Now I got to go down him. Fucking hell. Son of a bitch. When are we going to get them teleporters working? Where are all of my non-binary future science engineerians? I need one of them teleportators. Way too many. Look at this fucking dude. This motherfucker's like, oh my god. They got me looking over there. This guy's actually scanning sloped rooftops right now. And he knows full well that the biggest threat to Joe Biden is the fucking stairs. Colin Rugg. Breaking. Top Democrats believe President Biden will drop out of the presidential race as soon as this weekend, according to Axios. Now, I know we've been saying this for weeks now, and everything kind of, they shut up about this right around Donald Trump getting shot, and everybody, and now it's kind of back because Chuckie Schumer, Adam Schiff, all of these people, right? Another big name came out today and said, dude, you got to, Obama came out. Obama was like, no, this is it for you. All right. When Obama, Schumer and Schiff and Pelosi, when they say it's over for you, he ain't going to be the candidate. It's over for old man goofballs over here. Okay, because his polling is so bad. It's hard to gaslight everybody about cleanest elections of all times when everybody hates this fucking dude. How are you going to, when you came out, you said he got 81 million votes last time. Everybody was like, what the fuck? But even lefties were like, well, you know, we love power over here, so we're fine with it. And normies were like, I got to go to work, but okay, I guess so. But now, you can't do that. Right? 81 million votes. People will be like, oh, what the fuck? Everybody hates this dude. What the fuck is going on over here? Everybody loves Trump. He's got Hulk Hogan. And so this guy's got to go. And I don't think that the messaging ever stopped. I think the news was told to shut up about it. I think they got messages saying, listen, we're going to talk about replacing this fucking idiot, and probably going to replace him. It's not even going to be Kamala. We'll probably have an open convention, but shut the fuck up about it. Stop talking about this in the print because it's hurting us even more so over here. This isn't working, all right? So let's just be quiet about it. And then, boom. Now, today, everybody comes out and says it's over for the dude, and Axios, everybody, all of his fucking his Twitter army of these noodle arm losers are all okay. Well, that Aaron Rupar, that Harry fucking Sisson ain't saying anything now. All of his online army has gone fucking dark because it's over. It's over. This dude, Obama said it's done publicly. Obama sent a fucking surrogate in George Clooney out a couple weeks ago to send the message. And then they said, oh, that didn't work because he's got dementia. So I think you got to be real explicit about it. He's got to get on steps. So here you've got the RNC. Donald Trump's poll numbers never been higher, no matter what they do to Donald Trump. Lawfare or assassination, it just moves his poll numbers higher. Hulk Hogan bringing in ridiculous. This has been up 4 minutes. It's already got 60,000 views. The energy has shifted massively, maggily, if you will, at this point. And everybody is understanding that this is probably the last time to set a course correction for this country away from this cliff that these commies and globalists have been setting us off of. And so for anybody out there saying, well, then let's take the high road. Nah, I'm all done with the high road. Let's win this election. Let's overcome these fucking criminals. Let's hold them to their new rules. And then when everything has settled down a little bit, then we can go back to, taking the high road. How about that? But we way too close to a proverbial edge over here for me to be sitting there going, let's do the high road. No. High road's going to get us pushed off this fucking cliff. And so, again, I didn't change the rules. I didn't change any of these rules. I said, don't change any of these rules. Don't change. We got Hulk Hogan on our side. Don't change any of these rules. And these people said, fuck you. And now I'm sitting there going, okay, cool. We're going to win. And we do everything way better than you. So, good luck. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video, supporting the channel. We kept it today on Hulk Hogan. Holy balls. Hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.